Good morning, everyone. Today I will tell a story about the intellectual chemical properties of plant roots. I'm from Institute of Soil Science, Chinese Academy of Science, in this institute located in Nanjing, China. And under conditions, the roots normally carry negative charge due to the dissociation of surface function groups. So the charge property may be affect the absorption of nutrients and some toxic metals. So, but due to the lack of appreciated method, the surface potential of intact plant source cannot be measured in situ. So normally the potential of, thank you very much. Thank you. Normally the potential of cell membrane was used to predict the effect of surface charge property on uptake of element by plants. Zeta potential, as you know, is a potential at the shear plane on the charged surface. When the solid and liquid have the relative moving, Zeta potential is determined by the surface charge. So normally Zeta potential can be used to express the intellectual chemical property of charged solid. For the colloids, we know that we can use the intellectrophoresis method to measure the Zeta potential. But for the big materials, such as the fit membrane and the whole fibers, we cannot use the intellectrophoresis method. So normally stream potential method can be used. So this method is a new method. But what is a stream potential? When electrode passes through the charged surface, then the potential will between the two ends of solid. This potential is called the stream potential. But normally, this phenomenon will take place in a capillary. So, because the relationship between the stream potential and the zeta potential, so we can use the equation to calculate the zeta potential from the stream potential. But in this equation, the delta E is stream potential and delta P is liquid place, and K is the electric conductivity. Other parameter is the content. But this method is not new method, as I mentioned. So normally, this method was used in chemistry and environmental science. So we want to know, is it can be used for used to measure the zeta potential of plant roots. So we developed instruments by myself to measure the plant roots. In this instrument, here is a sample cell. We put the right in here. And then the electrolyte light goes through the sample row and turn back to the electrolyte bank. And we use the silver and silver chloride electrode to measure the stream potential. Use the PT electrode to measure the conductivity. And use the liquid meter to measure the liquid pressure. how to confirm the data? Because they have a relationship between the stream potential and the liquid pressure. They have a line relationship. We find the good line relationship between the delta E and the delta P. So this confirms that the data we obtain is good. So we use this data to calculate the zeta potential. This is the zeta potential of the rice roots. We found the zeta potential is become more negative with the rising pH. This is consistent with the theoretically prediction. And also, we examine the effect of ionic strength. From this figure, you will find that the zeta potential become less negative with the with the rising in natural light. The concentration of electron light. This is also consistent with the theoretical prediction. So it means that the data is reasonable. So further, we confirm that through the comparison between the two methods, we separate the cell rule from the rice roots and measure the zeta potential of cell rule use the traditional method unilateral for rices. And then we compared the result obtained by two methods. We found the value of zeta potential obtained by two methods, they have highly correlated. So this further confirmed the data is reasonable. So we also compared the data used the fresh root and the dry root. It seems that there are not big difference. So we can use the dry root because it's easy for we run use dry root. And also from the FTII spectrum, the function groups was also not changed significantly after air drying. We also use this method for the other plants. Here we can compare the three plants, soybean, rice, and maize. You will find the soybean have more active zeta potential, followed by rice, and maize roots have less active. But this is also consistent with the literature report about the CC. Okay, yeah. And also we find the absorption of metal can make the zeta potential less active. This is also consistent with the inactive prediction. The third topic is comparing the zeta potential between the two rice variants. In a previous study, they found the indica rice have more tolerant to alumina, but the japonica have tolerant to indica to tolerant, but japonica rice is sensitive to the alumina. They found the relationship between zeta potential of cell wall and this property. So we confirmed the use of the whole root. We obtained the similar result. We found the alumina sensitive plants, the roots, zeta potential of roots is more negative, means to it can absorb the more alumina. There may one of the reasons to lead to more toxic. Also, we measure the surface charge use the titration method. They have the same trend. We also examined there's two type of rice the roots absorb the heavy metal have the similar result, means the geopendica indica absorb the more exchangeable heavy metal, is copper and CD. So, indica is less, and this is also consistent with the literature report indicated that the geopendica can absorb more heavy metal and accumulate in his body. And the last topic is extreme potential for the interaction with the aluminum hydroxide. As you know, the plant growing in soil, and so they should interact with soil. So we use the iron hydroxide to check the interaction between an effect on the later potential. We found that when the root attached the aluminum and iron and aluminum oxide, which led to the less negative the zeta potential, and the more attachment of aluminum hydroxide led to the more shift of zeta potential. And then we found that this charged property also affected the absorption of the on the cations such as calcium and potassium. And there are two mechanisms. One is the physical mask, because the attachment of hydroxide will cover the function groups, lead to the weak peak detention in FTIR. And also, second mechanism is overlap of developing a diffuse layer, because the positively charged hydroxide and negatively charged roots, they have the interaction through the overlapping of diffuse layer. We examined through the desorption experiment. I speak quickly because firstly we absorb roots with cations react, and then to put the root with the cation adsorbed in the suspension of hydroxide, and to examine the desorption of cation. We found in the aluminum and iron hydroxide, the more adsorbed CD were released. This tells the attachment of the hydroxide decreased the surface negative surface charge, and so enhanced the release of cations, also for potassium. So this is all of my story, and thanks for the financial support from National Natural Science Foundation China, and also the group members' hard work. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.